We're going to end our series today called Rediscovering Christmas. You know, every time we rediscover something, pagka nagkakaroon tayo ng rediscovery of that thing, I remember a few things that happened in my life personally. Pagka sinasabi mong nagkakaroon ka ng rediscovery ng isang bagay, unang-una sa lahat, ang nangyayari doon is you're having a remembrance of it. A remembrance of its real meaning or its significance from the beginning. That's how you actually have a rediscovery. At hindi lang yon. Every time you encounter a rediscovery, what happens is you tend to reflect on that rediscovery from your current state of life right now. Halimbawa, di ba, naaalala mo yung birthday mo nung mas bata ka pa, di ba? Naalala mo yung mga birthday na nangyayari sa inyo since birthday naman daw ni Jesus ang Christmas. For example, you remember your birthday. You remember how significant some birthdays are compared to the others. For example, yung nag-13 years old ka, naalala pa ba yung birthday mo nun? Or yung birthday mo nung ikaw ay, for example, naging 20 na, lumabas ka na sa teenage years, or nag-18 ka, nagkaroon ka pa ng debut or ng celebration. Or for the more older ladies and gentlemen here, nung nag-40th ka, di ba? Naalala mo ba yon, Jack, di ba? Naalala mo yon nung nag-40th ka? Batchmate po kami ni Jack. But anyway, you remember moments like that. But I would have to say that in as much as birthdays like this are very significant, my hope is that you get to rediscover a more important and a more significant birthday, which I would say the time when you were actually born. Yung, the time when you were born, not parang kumbaga yung mundo nun, hindi mo man lang, hindi mo alam, pero umiikot siya or may nangyayari siya sa paligid. And it's very significant for the people around you. And it's also very significant for you because that was the day that you were actually born here on earth. In as much as other birthdays could be significant, I would say there's nothing much more significant than the first time you were born, di ba? Sino sa inyo, happy kayo na ipinanganak yung katabi nyo, no? Tingnan nyo nga. Diba, buti na lang ipinanganak ka, di ba? Now, my hope is this. That the remembrance of the first birthday, if I may use that word of Jesus, would only not bring reflection in our lives and say, nasaan na nga ba ako ngayon in light of Christ coming here on earth in human flesh? But it would also reignite the passion in your heart as it relates to your relationship with Jesus. Na ma-realize mo, oo nga, no, sobrang naging significant pala ang lahat ng bagay dahil ipinanganak ang ating Panginoon sa mundong ito. Not only my life, but the life of people around me. And this is what we get to celebrate Christmas for. The reason why we celebrate Christmas is because Christ has been born. Did He have to come here? No, not necessarily so. Hindi naman siya pinilit. Dahil minahal tayo ng ating Diyos, ginawa niya to para sa ating lahat. He was not forced, but because of His love for you and me, He did it for each one of us. And that makes our birthday significant as well. And at the same time, that makes relationships around you significant also. So for today, we're going to go to Galatians chapter 4. And we're going to take a look at the perspective of the Apostle Paul as it relates to the coming of Jesus Christ. For the past weeks, we've talked about how Matthew viewed it, how Luke have seen it, and at the same time, how John has interpreted it. This time around, we're going to look at what the Apostle Paul had to say. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 says this, "I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything. But he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons." Verse 6, "And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God." Bow your heads as we pray. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful morning. Thank you that as we celebrate your birthday, may we go back to the significance of that event, Lord. Why did it have to happen? Ba't ba ito kailangang mangyari, God? At patuloy niyo rin po kaming patnubayan ngayong umagang ito upang amin pong lubos na ma-realize, God, the effects, kung ano po ang naging epekto ng inyong pagpunta sa aming buhay ngayon. Lord, I speak your grace and blessing. I pray that for some of us even, God, that you would reignite our passion for who you are. Some of us, God, may have been a Christian for a long time. I pray you would reignite our passion for you. Some of us, God, who is barely new in our walk with you, nagsisimula pa lang tayo bilang Kristiyano. Lord, I pray na bigyan niyo rin po sila ng patnubay at gabay ngayong umagang ito. We speak that your word would run through deep in our soul and in our heart and minds this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Now again, the verse that we read is actually a letter na ibinigay ni Paul sa mga tao sa Galatians. Now, pag tinignan niyo yung Galatian church, isa to sa mga churches na pinaka, medyo masaya si Paul. Hindi siya ganun masyadong galit sa kanila. Medyo may, meron din siyang mga issues na ina-address nung panahong yon. But he's primarily okay with them. And he was trying to remind them at this setting that they're no longer slaves to the law. Sabi niya, hindi na kayo alipin ng batas. You're no longer a slave to the law. But instead, you are now a son and a daughter. How does this happen? Paano nangyayari yon? Paano siya nangyari? So ang sinasabi ni Paul sa kanila nung panahon na yon is that this happened because at the fullness of that time, Christ had to come. Christ came. That's the reason why you are no longer just slaves, but you now become sons and daughters of the living God. And this is the purpose on why we get to celebrate Christmas. We know what the event is, but do we know what its purpose is? Na-invite na ba kayo minsan sa isang party, tapos tinanong mo, ba't mo ako sinasama dyan? Diba? Bakit ako kasama dyan? Bukod sa hindi mo kilala yung celebrant? Diba? Nilagay lang doon sa invitation, ikaw lang, pero 10 ang in-invite mo? Tapos tinanong kanila, ba't ako kasama dyan? Ba't ako sasama dyan? Ba't ko gustong sumama dyan? You're asking the question why. So today, in the next two days, as we celebrate Christmas, you're being invited to, kind of like, if I may say that, a party, right? Sino sa inyo ready na kayong mag-party this Christmas? Wala ba? Maka napakalungkot naman ang magiging Christmas nyo, no? Pwede kayo mag-party, okay? But you have to understand and realize the reason why you're actually doing that. And this is exactly what Paul is trying to address. Because you can party because you're no longer slaves. You're no longer slaves. But you are now sons and daughters partying. So, hindi ko alam kung anong itsura ng party ng mga slaves. Mukhang mahirap siguro kasi naka-chain yung iba, di ba? Parang mahirap mag-party. But for Paul, he's saying, you're no longer slaves, but you are now sons and daughters. And this is always a reason for us to celebrate. How did this happen? Verse 1 says this. Paul, all of a sudden, gives an illustration. He's like saying this, okay, parang halimbawa, sabi niya, isa kang anak, pero dahil bata ka pa, hindi pa fully binibigay sa iyo lahat ng inheritance ng tatay mo. That's what he's saying. Though he's the owner of everything, but under guardians and managers until the date set by his father. He's like saying, okay, you are supposed to be the one who would inherit all of these things, but because you're still a child, you will still be governed by the guardians and managers. Now, if you were the child during that time, parang medyo oppressive ang dating nun, eh, no? Akala ko ba sa akin tong lahat? Akala ko ba ako ang bahala dito? Why do these governors or managers and guardians would have to look after me? Now, it's for the simple reason that this, the time has not yet come. The time has not yet come. Ba't nangyayari yun? Because the time has not yet come until the date set by the Father. That's the only difference there. Is it because he is foolish as a person when he was young? Sometimes it can be. But tracking back to the Old Testament, makikita nga natin doon sa Old Testament, di ba, na merong nagiging hari doon at the age of 8 years old. Of course, under the supervision still of prophets during those days. But this doesn't mean to say that bata ka pa kasi, kaya hindi ka pwedeng mamuno. Hindi pwedeng ikaw yon dahil bata ka pa. It doesn't mean that. It simply means to say, the time set by the Father has not yet come. I'm sure for some of you, you are quite familiar with some investments, like maybe nag-time deposit ka, di ba? The time has not yet come. And if you try to take that investment out, di ba, without the proper time, you actually lose money more than earn money. So there's a proper time for everything. Tell the person next to you, there's a proper time for everything. So the illustration being given by Paul, okay, ikaw na yon. You're the child. You're the owner. You're the one who would inherit. But you would still have to act like a slave because the time has not yet come. Until Paul reveals everything and he says there, but in the fullness of time, when time finally came, in the fullness of time, when the exact time actually came, when the right time predestined by the Father, appointed by the Father in heaven, finally came. Now, this is your turn. Now, pwede mo na itong tanggapin. Diba? Sino sa inyo, part ng tradition nyo, nagbubukas kayo ng regalo sa bisperas ng Pasko? Diba? On the 24th. That used to be a part of our tradition. Until my kids keep on asking me, can we open it now? Can we open it now? Alam mo yung ganun? So there are days I would give in, or there were years I gave in, there were years I would say, no, we're not opening that yet because it's not yet the fullness of time. Alam mo yung aabangan mo talaga pag tick, 11:59, tick, bubuksan lahat ng mga regalo, nakakain muna. But sometimes, that's how it is. There is a fullness of time that is appointed by the Father. Now again, historically, it's not necessarily December 25, okay? That's because of tradition. But that's what we're trying to observe. And the essence of it is we understand that there is a fullness of time, which means to say the child does not determine that time. The child does not determine in the mom's womb when he or she is going to be born. Nakita na ba kayo ng bata? Sasabihin niya, gusto kong ipanganak ng ganitong araw, February 29. Leap year pa. Wala namang ganun eh. Hindi naman sila yung namimili. Therefore, there is a specific time. It's just like giving birth. In as much as you could prepare for everything, it is still God who appoints that time. So what does this mean for our Christmas celebration? It means to say that nothing happened because of an accident. Nothing happened because of an accident. All of the things that we get to celebrate regarding Christmas, the characters involved in celebrating Christmas, nothing is a result of an accident. Everything has been perfectly planned out by God Himself. Another thing is that He prepared for everything. He prepared for everything. Try to imagine this. Last Friday, I was in a wedding in La Ia, Batangas. What a beautiful wedding that is. Our campus missionary got married. And iniisip ko, no, yung months na inallocate nila for planning. I mean, we could see it there. Diba? They booked the place. It's beside the beach. And then, hindi lang yon. Ang nangyari pa was they invited the guests. Nakakita na ba kayo ng wedding na spontaneous? Ngayon na. Pakasal na tayo. I mean, may nangyayaring ganon. I'm not being unaware of what could happen to people around us. But something like that. It's not gonna be like, okay, sige. Diba, yung fiancé mo, let's say, yung boyfriend mo nag-propose sa'yo and then sinabi, will you marry me? And then sinabi mo, let's do this now. Parang hirap, diba? Let's take some time to prepare. Could we prepare? Diba? Could we save up a little bit? Could we prepare? Could we book everyone? Could we make sure that everything goes right? Could we make sure that the legalities, diba, are okay? Na kasal talaga tayo. Even those who would spontaneously get married would still have to be assured that the legalities part are covered very well. There's a preparation that comes with it. And a preparation that came. Now, everything has been well prepared. That's what in the fullness of time actually means. Which means to say, last Friday was just the event in itself that I saw. It's the fruition of how everyone else prepared for that day in itself. Naghanda sila ng husto. Tapos ang nakita na lang naming lahat ay, wow, grabe, no? It was this day. It was that day. That specific day has been prepared all along. That wedding did not just happen out of the blue. Bigla na lang, uy, may dumating na ninong at ninang. Hindi, invited yung mga yon. Diba? Uy, dumating yung gown. No. That's been well prepared from the very beginning. All right? That's prepared in advance. Now, another thing about being in the fullness of time is this, that God actually has a best plan. God has a best plan. And His plans are always perfect for each and every one of you. Tell the person next to you, best plan. Best plan. There was no other plan. There was no alternative plan that if the Savior of the world would come here in human flesh, be here on earth in human flesh, and if this does not work, then there's going to be a plan B out there. God doesn't operate like that. So meaning to say, even the plans that He has for your lives, for our lives, is worth celebrating. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, may plano si Lord para dyan. Diba? Na-imagine mo ba yung plano ni Lord? Na kung ganitong klase mag-prepare si Lord, you know, it's supposed to be on that exact moment. You know, everything has been well laid out. If you look at history, there's the Roman road and one common language, the Koine Greek. Everything has been well prepared for the coming of the Christ. And now it's here, and that's the best plan, actually. And how many of us, we would approach Christmas sometimes thinking, Lord, if only I could have this. Lord, if only I could have that. Is it wrong to dream of the things that you don't have and wish for the things that you don't have? Obviously not. That's why our topic for this coming fasting, this January, which is good to talk about now since we've been eating a lot, magandang pag-usapan ng fasting, is that we're going to pray for greater faith, to believe God. But when we say we believe God, what we're believing for is not just the things we want for ourselves. The primary thing we're saying here is that, Lord, I want to have great faith for what? For your plans for me. I pray na buksan mo yung mata ko, buksan mo yung isip ko, yung puso ko sa mga plano na meron ka para sa akin. Hindi ito yung tipong, ah, okay, God, gusto ko nito. Okay, I want this. Jordan 3, ganyan. Or Lord, I want that. Or Lord, I want, okay, I want this X number of, you know, money. Or Lord, I want, gusto ko siya, God. Ito, hindi ko siya gusto. It's not that. We're saying, God, we open ourselves up, and Christmas is always the best time to do that. I love it that we get to celebrate Christmas before the year ends, because we could honestly evaluate things and say, God, how has my heart been this year? Lord, did I ever step out of the plans that you have for me? Or did I deliberately not seek you for the plans that you have so that I could have my way in my life this year? Or did I, in all that I could remember, talagang Lord, minsan lang talaga, it's a step of faith. I really don't know what to do, but I took a step of faith. And that's great. But God has best plans for each and every one of us. And Christmas is one of the most perfect reminders that God has a plan for us. Not just that, but this kind of plan is unaffected by circumstances. Going back to the wedding we celebrated last Friday, on our way to La Ia, it was raining all throughout. I mean, it was the clouds were dark. Parang ganito. Ngayong araw na ito, it was raining all throughout. And then I think when we went into San Juan, Batangas, for some reason, we were so surprised and we're so glad that the rain stopped. I'm not saying that, you know, somebody's wedding at some point won't be ruined by the rain. But what it simply means to say, in my mind, I realized that if it should rain, will the wedding be postponed or canceled because of the rain? No. Even if we have to do it in a very small room like this part right here, we would still push through with the wedding day because that is the wedding day. And I feel like in the same way, when the fullness of time came, that fullness of time is not affected by circumstances. This is the kind of God that we serve. We serve a faithful God. And Christmas is one of the best times to be reminded that whether it was the perfect time to arrive, yes, everything has been well planned out, or, you know, or whether it's the rule of the Roman Empire is on its peak during that time. I mean, it might not be seemingly the best time to arrive, but these plans will be executed regardless of the circumstances. And this is what the fullness of time means. It shows how faithful and on how loving our God is. That's why he said it right here in verse 4. But when the fullness of time had come, God, what did he do? Sent forth his son. Now, God sending forth his son shows his love for you and me. His motive behind the why. Why? Why do we do this? It shows it there. He sent forth his son because of his love. It also gets to show the what? The divinity of Jesus Christ. And it says here, born of a woman, shows the humanity of Jesus Christ, that he is 100% God and 100% human being. And it also says here that he is born under the law. Ibig sabihin lang po nito is that he was under the conditions of the law, although he was not bound by the law. Pwede pala yon. That's why you would see Jesus paying taxes. That's why you would see Jesus registering. The moment he was born, he need to be registered, right? Because he was under the law, but not bound by the law. And this is the point Paul was trying to make. You could be under the law right now. You obey the law as long as it does not lead you to sin against God, which is the moral law, right? And then, but you should not be bound by that. That should be bound. We should not be bound by the law itself. Now, this is why he did this. Verse 5 says this, to redeem those who are under the law, to redeem those who are under the law so that we might receive adoption. Why did he have to come? Diba? Hindi ba pwedeng si Lord mismo would just come down from heaven or not even come down from heaven, but in a snap of a finger, pwede kaya niyang gawin yun, i-save na lang niya tayong lahat. Why is that impossible? And it says there in the earlier verses that we read, that's why he had to be born of a woman. That's why God had to send him. Why? For the forgiveness of our sins, so that we could be redeemed from our sins. As a human being, we could not redeem ourselves because we are sinners by nature. We can't. Of course, there's still the image of God in you. Tingnan mo nga yung katabi mo, may image ni Lord yan. Maganda o guwapo. Diba? But despite of all of these things, we do have sin. Dahil nagkasala tayo, we cannot redeem ourselves. And only God can do that. Because our first offense is primarily against Him. And therefore, He's the only one who could forgive all of our trespasses. Right? That's why Jesus had to be 100% God. Now, Jesus had to be 100% man, not 50-50% God and man. He had to be 100% man because of what? So that He could represent all of us. Because if He just would do that and say, okay, because sin had a consequence, right? Which is death. So pag si God lang, sabi niya, okay, I pardon you from your sin, but you would have to suffer its consequences, then all of us would be wiped out in the face of the earth. But somebody who's 100% human, who remains to be sinless, is one of the best people who could represent us. So that's why Jesus had to be 100% God and 100% human so that He can redeem each one of us. And He says, okay, He represents us, but here's the plot twist. He did not have sin for Himself, and therefore, after 3 days, He was resurrected back from the dead. That's the reason why, to redeem us, not just that, but to receive adoption as sons. Isn't that interesting that He did not only save us from our sin and our slavery? Normally, if you were slave, you were saved from slavery. Pagka niligtas ka sa pagiging alipin, kukunin ka lang ng ibang master para maging alipin din niya. That's how it normally goes. Okay, I would like you to be rescued from your slavery, from sin and shame, only to make you my slave. It's not like that with God. What He did was He attached one of the best relationships humanity could ever have with anyone. And that's as a son and as a daughter. He said, I don't want you to be my slave. I want you to be my son and my daughter. That's why you could cry out to Him, Abba Father, because you're no longer a slave, but a son. And not just a son, but an heir through God. Not just a son without anything to expect, diba? But a son who would inherit whatever the father has owned. So in the fullness of time, this is what happened here. In the fullness of time, we were redeemed from sin. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, you were redeemed from sin. You were bought with the price. You were bought with the price. You were someone who God had to spend a huge amount of not just resources, but of His very life so that you can be redeemed. I have here a gift certificate. Di ba pag nagre-redeem ka, anong ginagawa mo? 1,000,000 pesos ata ito, no? 1,000,000 pesos. Di ba? Pagka nagre-redeem ka ng gift certificate, what do? You show this. Somebody paid for this. Okay, somebody paid for this. And then I redeem it and say, okay, I want to buy a house. A house, you know? Ganun lang katindi. Or sige, a doll house na lang, doll house. I want to buy a doll house and I would redeem this. And then I will be given the item in exchange for the gift certificate. That's what you call redemption. I'm redeeming it. But I'm surrendering this. Let me surrender this. This is exactly what the person has done for me. I did not pay for that. Somebody paid for it. And then therefore, I'll surrender that so that I could have the benefits of having a dollhouse. No, I don't play with dollhouses. I'll give it to my daughter. Okay? Something like that. Now to make it a little bit more personal for me, for example, okay? I want to give this gift certificate to someone. Okay, I want to give it to you. There you go. I want to give it to you. And the reason why I want to give it to you is not because you raised your hand. It's not because you look prettier than the others. It's not because it's your first time, or it's not because you've been here for the last 10 years, but simply because I have chosen to give that to you. That is exactly how Jesus has redeemed each one of us. It's never about what we have done. It's never about what has been my merits and say, mukhang nangangailangan ito, bigyan natin. O yung iba naman, mukhang walang pangangailangan ito, huwag nating bigyan. It's not like that. It was because He has chosen each and every one of us. And that is how good our God is. We have been redeemed from our sin. That's a great news worth celebrating. We were enslaved by our sins. Kahit anong gawin natin, hindi tayo makatakas sa kasalanan. Wala tayong kakayanan upang lubayan ng kasalanan. We're like chained to it all our lives. That's how big that this thing is. But Jesus, in His coming, redeemed us. Not because we're good, okay? Not because you're the best, diba? Although we say that to one another, right? In light of encouraging each other. Not because we have the right last name, the right background, or maybe the lack of them. We have influence, or maybe we don't have any influence. It wasn't because of that. It was for the simple reason that God chose us. Tell the person next to you, God chose you. God chose you. Also, in the fullness of time, this is when slavery became freedom. This is what we're celebrating. Do you realize how big this thing is? This simply means that you are no longer a slave to your past. Diba? Sino sa inyo kailangan tong marinig ng katabi niyo? You're no longer a slave to your past. Tell him that. Tell her that. You're no longer a slave to shame and guilt. You're no longer a slave to poor decisions and slow spiritual growth. You're no longer a slave to that. You're no longer a slave to your doubt and to your fears. You're no longer a slave to death. You're no longer a slave in meeting certain standards. That all your life is about meeting a certain standard, people standards in your lives. It's no longer about that anymore. You've been free from that. And this is why we can celebrate. Alam mo yung lagi mo na lang iniisip, ano ba ang sasabihin ng ibang tao? This doesn't mean to say that I could do whatever I want to do and not be proper on certain occasions, but all your life sometimes have been based on this. What will others say? Have you ever asked yourself, what will God say? In light of the redemption that He has given you, what will He do? What will you say? What will you say to Him? What will He say to you? And this is always worth celebrating. You don't have to be a slave anymore to the identity that others are trying to impose on you. When they say, oh, you have to be like this or you have to be like that. No, your primary identity is that you are a son and that you are a daughter in Jesus Christ. You don't have to be a slave to expectations anymore. You don't have to be a slave to that. You know, you have to seek what God desires for your life. But the expectation of others, you don't have to be a slave to that. You don't have to be a slave to the standards of the society. This is what Paul was trying to say. The elements of the world, as he described it. You don't have to be a slave to that. Another thing is this. In the fullness of time, guilt and shame became sonship. Now, when I say sonship, this does not include women. Okay, they were a very patriarchal society nung panahon na yun eh. So it's to the men that the inheritance would come. That's why he had to use sonship. But this does not exclude you. If you want to put their daughtership, it's up to you. Pwede rin po. Or being a child, to be exact. So guilt and shame. What used to be a relationship that was defined by guilt and shame has now become sonship. It's now about what Jesus has done for us. And this happened through what they called adoption, because they were adopted. Nowadays, pag sinabi mong adoption, there's sometimes a stigma that goes with that. Diba? Lalo na sa mga pelikula natin, pag sinabing ampun ka lang, medyo parang ang sakit tanggapin nun. Diba? That's why in one of the articles I found, I'm not sure if some of you, who among you are quite familiar with one of our leaders in the movement, his name is Dr. June Escosar, Pastor June Escosar. He's actually the Asia leader for our movement called Every Nation. I had the privilege of being able to work with Pastor June when Victory Malate was still being started. I was a student back then. And I've known their story. They were trying to have a child for the last 9 years and they couldn't have a child until they were open to the thought of adopting someone before they had their biological child. The second one is their biological child. I've seen Rachel, which is actually the one right here. I've seen Rachel ever since she was a baby. I've seen her grow up. And she was adopted. And she actually writes about this article 23 years later in her experience of what adoption is. And it was a very beautiful picture. You could check out that website later on. It's actually a foundation that encourages adoption. And for her, this is what happened. One of the excerpts of that article when she says this, "I was never teased about my adoption because they really can't tease you if you're not ashamed of it." To begin with, when she was 4 years old, alam na niya na adopted siya and then minahal siya ng magulang niya. When the biological parents rejected her, the adoptive parents, which she calls now her parents, accepted her. That's the feeling. That's the feeling. In fact, what she said also was, from the beginning, as she would recount the story of her mom, she would say this, "My mom told me one time that on the day that they took me home, I would cry so much. Once a child is given up, they just know that they've been left there and was abandoned. The first time that she carried me, I smiled. I smiled for the first time, and I just knew I was home. I was home." There's beauty in adoption. And here's the reality. The reality is that we are all adopted in the kingdom of God. We're all adopted. So tingnan mo yung katabi mo, adopted child yan. Okay? We're not born under the privilege line. Okay? That will call them immediately as deserving to become sons and daughters. No, we are all adopted into the kingdom. And to end actually her statement and testimony, she actually said this, "I can proudly and securely say that I have been adopted twice, once on earth and forever in Jesus Christ." This is what happens to us. What happened to Rachel might have happened twice. For us, it might have happened once. Maybe you are not biologically adopted by your parents, but we are spiritually adopted into the kingdom. Ganun, ganun. There is no shame in adoption. When we call God our Father, we don't call Him our adoptive father. He is my adoptive spiritual father. No, we just call Him Abba Father. That's exactly what Paul is saying. You could go ahead and use those endearing words called Abba Father to reflect on God, because that's what He has exactly done to each one of us. When we were slaves to sins, when we were abandoned, we were adopted by God. So in the fullness of time, abandonment became heirship. Instead of just being left with nothing. That's what abandonment is. You're abandoned. Nobody cares. You're gonna do life the way you wanna do it. Let the circumstances take care of you. Well, good luck na lang kung anong mangyari sa'yo. And we all know that with sin in our hearts, we have no chance making it in life. But you know what God did? He adopted us, took care of that abandonment and say, "Okay, you could be a part of this family. You could be a part of this family." And as a result of that, we become heirs. And this is what we're celebrating. That in the fullness of time, God thought of each and every one of you. Each and every one of us. That this person may not have a chance against sin, but let me take care of that. Okay? Because they could not take care of it for themselves. And this is also my prayer for each one of us. That this Christmas, we would realize that it happened in the fullness of time. That this Christmas, you would remember and you would reflect on how God redeemed you from sin. How God redeemed you from sin. You would remember and you would reflect on how from slavery that we have experienced in the past, now freedom has been made available for you. Has been made available for us. You would also reflect on how we used to live lives in shame. Let it still change us forever. That the concept of God being born here on earth is a reality. Let it change you forever. That you don't have to live lives in guilt and shame, but you could experience being a child of God. And then as a result of that, I pray that you would receive the inheritance Christ has for you. Guess what? This 24th, some of you would be opening gifts. Don't ever forget that you have already received the best gift of all, and that is your Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me just end by saying this, that in the fullness of time, Christ came to redeem us from sin and shame. He came to redeem us from sin and shame. And this is always worth celebrating. Alam mo yung parang wala kang ability na mag-party at magsaya. But now, every reason has been given to you. Has been given to you. so you could enjoy. So that not just in terms of a very, very light enjoyment, but it could be a joy that would be reflected through the end of eternity. Imagine that, that kind of joy. And that's joy. That joy doesn't mean you won't have any challenges or problems at hand, but it simply means to show that pwede tayo mag-rejoice. You can rejoice. And as we end this series, remember what Christ has done. Reflect on it in your current state of life. And at the same time, I pray that it would reignite your passion for who He is.